Welcome back to Open Air on the Rhythm and News Service of Jefferson Public Radio, also streaming online at ijpr.org. I'm Eric Teal. We've got another great live session for you in our studios today. Jamie N. Commons and his band. Jamie, welcome to Jefferson Public Radio.
Thanks for having us.
This is your first real extended tour in the United States, correct?
This is actually first time ever playing in the U.S.
So how many shows in are you at this point?
10? I don't know. That's a wild stab.
So it's pretty early.
Yeah.
It's pretty early. How are you finding it so far?
Yeah, fantastic. You know, it's been such great reactions from everyone over here. We were a bit worried, coming over, being English, playing blues music to real bona fide Americans. But
you are obviously from England, but you spent some time here in the States, right, in Chicago?
Yeah, I moved over when I was about 6 or 7 and lived there for a few years and then moved back when I was about 14. So I've seen the world from both sides now, to quote Joni Mitchell.
So was it during that period in Chicago when you started to have an affinity for blues music?
I always really liked blues music, even before I kind of knew what genre was and that kind of stuff. I just raided my dad's record collection and stuff. Obviously I was a bit young to go sneaking around blues clubs at that time. But we're actually going back in a week or so, and it'll be the first time I'll have gone back there for almost 10 years, so I'm looking forward to it.
You have said in interviews that America has a different rhythm to it than England does. What do you mean by that?
I guess it's more, I mean, everyone's a lot more positive.
Here in America?
Yeah. Everyone's very, very glass half full in England, which it's good in its own way, And also, yeah, I think just in England, it's very varied, I think, no matter where you go. And I think it's the same in America. So, I mean, it's quite a sweeping statement that the rhythm's different because it's, you know, obviously down south, it's a lot more slow. And, you know, New York, it's, you know, a million miles an hour. I guess I'm just talking about a kind of positivity thing overall.
And it might be too early to ask this if you've only done 10 dates in the States so far. But what about the musical life between here and there? You noticing differences already?
Oh, yeah, definitely. The difference being here after shows, people come up and say, oh man, you know, you sound like Johnny Cash, or like Stevie Ray Vaughan and Ray Charles and stuff. And actually, you know, referencing people that we're just, trying to emulate and stuff, which in England you just get like, it's like, yeah, I like it. It's like rock, you know, whatever, you know. People I think are a lot more well-versed in the music that makes our sound, which is really cool because you can have, you know, amazing conversations about, B-sides and stuff.
But. Yeah. Is it true you trained in opera?
Yeah.
I find that really interesting because a lot of opera training is all about the clarity of tone. And to say that your tone is clear, I don't know that I would go that far. It's got some road grime in there, right? At what point did you veer away from classical opera training?
I guess I just really fell out of love with it. It's a very, very intense world. I was never professional or anything. I just went to college to study it, and then I kind of swapped degree over to do you know, more pop kind of stuff. It's the same muscles really. It's just singing from a different place in your throat. I probably couldn't sing opera anymore.
Was there a time when you thought that might be something that you did professionally?
Yeah, that's why I went to college.
Singing Puccini university. And Verdi and all that?
Mainly English stuff because I'm terrible with languages. So, I mean, that would have limited me massively. So, pretty good decision in the end to kick that one in the head.
Jamie N. Commons is my guest live in the studio here on Jefferson Public Radio. The brand new EP just out in the States is called Rumble and Sway. What are you guys going to play first for us?
I think we're going to play a song called Caroline.
Me, yeah, I'm falling soon. Still, you would ask more from me. He had me break myself on your home. Time and again, North Caroline, can't you hear me calling you from the night, from the day? Calling you.
That is Caroline from the new EP called Rumble and Sway. It's Jamie N. Commons live in the studio here at Jefferson Public Radio, streaming online, ijpr.org. Jamie, who have you brought in with you today? You got a full band here in the room.
Yep, this is Mr. James D on bass, Tobias Humble on drums, Benjamin Markham on guitar and harmonica, and Gus Collins on keyboard.
Welcome, everybody.
How's it going?
Nice
Hi,
to see you. Jamie, you went to school at a place called Goldsmiths College, right?
Yeah.
And had some really interesting classmates. James Blake was one of them, a guy that we have played here. Is that a school dedicated to music?
No, it's a, it's an art college. They're most famous for contemporary artists. I think like Vivian Westwood went there, and Steve McLaren, did he go there as well? Damien Hirst went there,
Tracy
and
Emin.
Tracy Emin. So it's mainly, yeah, about art, but yeah, that's not really my... I'm not very good at art, so... But I like hanging out with them. They're fun people.
This EP is really your debut for all of us here in the States, but you have been making music for quite a few years, right?
Yeah, we've been doing this for about 2 years now. And yeah, we've done an EP and a single back in the UK, just releasing ourselves, though. But we recently got signed over here by Interscope. So yeah, professional now. Professional outfit.
Yeah, right on. You know, here in the United States, there are a lot of stations that specialize in playing specialty music like blues and jazz and folk music, and some bands tend to cross over into the pop mainstream, but public radio stations generally tend to be the place where you hear different kinds of music, alternative genres of music. In the UK, though, it seems like BBC One is the deal breaker. Like, if you can get BBC One to pay attention to you, do you literally just break as an artist?
Yeah, it seems to be that way. the way everyone labels and management speak about it seems to be, yeah, if you're not on that playlist, then you might as well forget about it, you know?
How many people listen to it? I mean, does everybody basically listen to BBC One? Or is that overstated in American press?
I mean, personally, I think it's maybe just more of an industry thing that they think that's how people get music. But, you know, I mean, there's knock-on effects to that, you know, like how hard people in the office are working and, you know, thing, and how well they think it's going to do. So I think it's just a knock-on of, like, a mentality about it. I don't think, because I think everyone gets music from different places now, you know. And it's, you know, it's quite a young listenership on Radio 1, but there's plenty of other great BBC stations, like Six Music is really good. That's the one that champions all the indie releases and stuff like that. So
how have you found it over the last few months since signing to Interscope, breaking into America? Is it more difficult, or has it been a fairly easy transition for you so far?
Well, I mean, it's always been our dream, what we've talked of from day one, to come to America and play this music. So, yeah, it really doesn't feel much like work at the moment. It just feels like, you know, some amazing dream that we're living. Because, I know me personally, this has been, you know, been my dream since a very small child. So, yeah, no, it feels amazing being over here and getting such a great reception from everyone.
Now, one of your songs has got a nice distinction, and I'll talk to you about it after you play it, I guess, and we'll see how many people recognize it. What are you going to do next? What's it called?
This song's called Lead Me Home.
Oh, Lord, live inside me, lead me on my way. Oh, Lord, live inside me, lead me on my way. Lead me home. Lead me home. Oh Lord, in the darkness, lead me on my way. Oh Lord, in the darkness, lead me on my way. Lead me home, home, home. Lead me home.
That is Jamie N. Commons live on Jefferson Public Radio here on the Rhythm and News Service and also online at ijpr.org. That one does not come from the EP called Rumble and Sway. You might have recognized it. That one actually used on the TV show The Walking Dead. How did that come about? How did you get called for that duty?
It was just a meeting with my manager. I was actually happened to be out in LA at that time and this guy was looking for songs for the new season or whatever, and I'd watched the first season and was a big fan. I was in the studio like every day, and so I'd come back to the hotel and watch a few episodes, and I hadn't really written anything. And then after a week, it just kind of came to me, and I wrote it in the hotel room, and then went to the studio, and I think that's the second take you hear on the record.
Really?
So, if you can look past some of the questionable finger-picking on it, but that's why. But I like the performance, you know. Sometimes it doesn't have to be perfect, you know.
Well, and that kind of placement really can help launch a career if you get a really good spot with a really poignant song like yours. Have you had tremendous feedback from it so far?
Yeah, it's been really, really good for us, coinciding with this tour and the EP coming out. yeah, it's really been real help to us and got a lot of people involved in our music that that I think otherwise would have taken some more time to get to it, you know.
And that song is on a Walking Dead compilation?
Yeah, there's a OST which features many other artists, including Delta Spirit and Of Monsters and Men. I think they're on as well. But yeah, we were the lead track that you got if you bought the album, whatever. So ours has been out for a few for like a month now, and it's actually doing really well on the charts and stuff as well. Which for a weird 2-minute blues song, and that wasn't, you know, when I wrote it, I was like, oh well, maybe this will go on a show. But like, yeah, it's selling like hotcakes, you know.
So you're out on the West Coast on tour with Leon LaHavis, right?
Yeah, we just played San Francisco yesterday, so we're all a bit fuzzy in the head, as you, I'm in a bit of a silly mood, as you can probably hear.
Was she somebody that you knew prior to this tour being put together?
We'd actually played one show with her in Holland, but yeah, only very briefly met her. But yeah, we were hanging out last night and stuff. So yeah, we're getting to know each other a bit better now.
If I read correctly, at one point in an interview a while back, you said that your dream would be to open for Springsteen.
Yeah.
What's happening later this summer?
Opening for Springsteen.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, well, it's to go back to the you know, tour in America, feeling like a dream, and it doesn't get much more dreamy than that, does it?
Yeah,
really?
Absolutely. The new EP is called Rumble and Sway. There is a full length due later this summer.
We got to record it yet, so okay. That's step one, and then yeah, so I guess like end of the year or start of next one, hopefully.
Cool.
I mean, I just want to make it right though, so I mean, I don't know how long it's going to take or how much time the label's going to give me, actually, for that matter. That's probably the defining thing, but yeah.
Jamie Ann Commons is my guest with his band live in the studios here at Jefferson Public Radio, online at ijpr.org. What are you guys going to go out with today? What are you going to play?
We're going to play the title track of the EP, Rumble and Sway.
That is Rumble and Sway, the title track from the new EP just out on Interscope from Jamie N. Commons. Jamie, thanks for being here. Thank the whole band for being here.
Thank you so much for having us, man.
Open Air continues right after this.